life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Jim here from Winsky Brothers with the top reasons you should be using our services.
Energy savings.
That's right. There's a 95% savings from recycling aluminum versus mining and a 60% savings recycling steel.
Hauling and waste removal.
Winsky's offers industrial hauling and waste removal and provides roll-off service.
Customer service.
At Winsky Brothers, our customer service is outstanding. We'll have you on your way in no time.
More money in your pocket.
Every dollar counts these days, so come see us at Winsky Brothers. 751 West Washington Street in Frankfurt. Check us out at WinskyBrothers.com or on Facebook.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back. I'm getting a lot of back feed there, Isaac. All right, welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. And Jamie's on his way to Northwestern, and he should be closing in on that up there, Jamie. Well, how close are you now?
Hey, we're just going by where the White Sox play, Don.
Well, hold your breath. We're trying to get Jennifer on. We're having a little problems with her. But, you know, you got to talk about the Gophers, man. They are completely loaded, Jamie.
Yeah, they ought to have a good season. That's why we had to want to get Coach Peckinpah on early. I'm expecting big things out of them this year. But there's a girl score from last night, Don, I want to talk about. Did you see the Western Tipton score?
I did not.
Western beat Tipton last night 75-3.
Wow, man, they put the wax on more than they did against the hot dogs. They really put it to the hot dogs, too, like 88-18 or something like that.
I guess Western must be pretty good, but you're only two seasons removed, I think, from the Tipton Blue Devils playing in the state finals in 2A basketball. That's the drop-off that far that quick. That's just surprising.
Yep. You know, in high school, that it comes and goes so quick. You know, I wanted to talk to Coach Peckinpah about the end of the Gopher season last year at Delphi in the sectional, and you know, you could just tell of the disappointment on the guy's face. You got to think that's something that's still in their crawl and motivating them into this year.
Yeah, I think so. They finally got over the hump last year and beating Lafayette Central Catholic in a sectional, and actually just beating them in general, and because that stigma had been laying on their back for a long, long time, because there had been many Gopher teams that were really good but just couldn't get past those guys, and they got that done last year. But then they run into a really good Carroll team.
Yeah.
You can't fault them for that.
Miss Jennifer Jacoby of the Rossville Hornets, it was tough, but way to hang in there with us.
Hey, no worries. Glad to be on.
Well, you headed over to Eastern last night, beating the Comets 39-28. You got to feel pretty good that you're, 3-3 and starting out the season?
Right. You know what? We're doing all right. We're learning. Every game's a learning experience, I can tell you that. So we're young. Right now I'm starting two seniors. Beginning of the year I was starting one. We had an injury.
to my freshman who was starting. She's back. She actually came back last night, which is a blessing. But, you know, it's just a whole different system than they're used to, obviously. We're getting there. You know, it's just getting them to believe it and understand it. Get them to see. I have a whole new staff. And it's been fun, though. I have a great group of girls, and they're working extremely hard.
Well, let's talk about them as the Burkle girl, averaging about 17, 18 points a ball game for you. That's got to be a good person to get your base on.
Yes. She plays all summer long, which is huge. You know, a lot of them play during the season, and then, you know, they're three-sport athletes. So I know she takes it really serious. She gets better every summer. She started off, I mean, you know, her first two games, I think she had 22 and 28 against Faith. And, you know, that she got off to a good start, but now people are starting to see some film. And, you know, making adjustments. And so now she needs to make some adjustments. But I think, you know, she's had obviously off to a great start. Anytime you're 500, you know, six games in, you know, we probably won some games we shouldn't and lost some games we shouldn't. So I guess I feel pretty good about where we're at.
Well, Carl and I was talking about your team coming home last night, and we both said that you want to play the Hornets early because if you play them late, they're going to be a thorn in your side, as you'll have them girls all lined up and playing really well, especially the Gorbett girl down low.
Oh, she just makes us so much better. You know, I mean, she's, again, a three-sport athlete. I think basketball's her least favorite. So to be as good as she is and it not be one of her favorite sports, that makes, she's just phenomenal. I mean, she's been on the board. She had to defend Eastern's best player last year. They've gotten foul trouble. Or last night, I'm sorry. So, you know, or just, well, I mean, obviously those two are our go-to. But last night, you know, my senior point guard Huffman had 10 and 5 steals and like 6 rebounds. I mean, when you got a point guard who's 5'7 doing that, that helps out. You know, people can't help off on to Gorbett and to Ava. And we need to get some other people involved to help them out. And last night we actually did that. So that was a good thing.
Well, another young lady getting a lot of playing time is the senior Huffman girl.
Yes. She's had probably 7 to 8 rebounds every game. And I don't know how she does it. I don't know. I mean, she's just one of those kids that goes after it. She had 5 steals last night in some key times of the game, you know, when we're up 4 or 5 and we wanted to push it to 6 just to kind of get, you know, obviously you always like to push it out a little bit. And she did it. She hit some big shots for us, too. We've done decent from the foul line this year, and that's always big. We spend a lot of time on free throws with all the new rules. You know, you get 2 instead of 1 and 1 and all that after 5. So if we just continue to get better every game, I think we'll be all right by the end of the year. But right now, I'm looking at our sectional with Clinton Central playing extremely well and Faith and Fountain Central's loaded. You know, our sectional is going to be brutal. So I'm just hoping we're on the right side of the sectional.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all growing pains as you move forward. But I still say, you know, with you as being the head coach and the experience and your knowledge of basketball, it's going to flow very easily into the girls.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, I'm old. I'm 50. I hit 50 this year.
But so you're still a young girl, 50 years old.
Some of the old school tactics don't work anymore, so I'm having to come. But I have a great staff. I mean, Brad Muller's my JV coach, you know, and just having him and his, I mean, he's ridiculous in what he knows. And I mean, he's coached the eighth graders the last, like, 4 years. And then Katie DuBois, Katie, you know, formerly Katie Greenman from Central, she was a big-time, you know, two-sport athlete. I know at Central, and she's just been great just to work with our post players to teach them different things. And then Judy Homko, who actually played, I think, Lawrence Central in Indy back in the day. She's our athletic secretary. But, of course, she had 2 phenomenal boys that went through our system. So, you know, just having them on the bench with me, and, I mean, I make them do a lot. I mean, just because they know just as much as I do. So the kids, once they get it, we're going to be, I think, hard to handle. But we got a ways to go.
Well, Jamie Blacker's on his way to Northwestern for the Purdue game. Jamie, you got some questions?
Hey, good morning, Coach Jacoby. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, hopefully I'm back Tuesday night to watch that. I'm going to be out of town on business to watch that Gopher Hornet game. If you want to talk about that, that's always a really close game, no matter what the records are. And, you know, talk about playing this week, a big tough conference matchup.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime it's a conference and it's a, you know, county rival, and, you know, I know they've had some heated battles over the years. I know we did back in the day. I mean, they ruined my senior year in high school. So they beat us in sectional. So I kind of have a little vendetta against the Gophers. So, Delphi, I know they went to Delphi last night and got beat, but Delphi beat us the game of the year. They're actually very good. I mean, you know, they got some senior leadership. You know, I just, going into that environment, knowing it's going to be loud, that's good for us because we need to face some adversity. And I just think it'll be a great atmosphere. You know, obviously a lot of kids are going to be back for Thanksgiving break, and that always adds to it. So, I mean, I think I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if my kids are, but, you know, I'm looking forward to going over there and hopefully playing well and giving everybody, you know, obviously both teams playing well and having a good game.
So on Tuesday night, the younger Gopher teams are going to be there to be recognized. And just to let you know something, 2 years ago when I coached the fifth grade girls at Clinton Prairie, every week trying to get them to embrace girls basketball and just, besides playing it, understand it and know some history, I made them do a report. And one of the people I chose was Jennifer Jacoby from Rossville, Indiana. So you need to go up and talk to the seventh graders because they know all about you.
I appreciate that. I'm not sure that anything good would pop up these days, but that is, I definitely appreciate that. You know what? I'm so thankful that I grew up in a small community, you know, just in this, I mean, the rivals that we used to have. I mean, I know class basketball is kind of, in my mind, kind of ruined, you know, the whole rival thing, but I love how everybody, I mean, last night we had the biggest crowd we've had in a long time. You know, it was obviously a Friday night, and I think it's great for, you know, girls to be able to play on Friday nights. Well, you know, we really never had that opportunity this, 40 years ago. So, you know, I hope the kids understand, you know, the fact it's come a long way, and I hope it, you know, goes a lot further, but I appreciate you having the girls go back and just do a little history just in general. I mean, Slack Hammer, you know, Ann. She was one of my best friends growing up. We played AAU together. She's a Prairie girl. I mean, there's a lot of history, you know, Steph McQuinn, Katie. I mean, it goes on and on. So I just think it's been a hotbed, and I hope it continues to be.
You used to drive to the basket and get to the free throw line. Your brother stood in the corner and just shot threes all day.
My brother did like to shoot it. I will say that. And his son, Dawson, liked to shoot it. You know, I mean,
that's why they always signed me to guard John, because I knew they knew he wasn't going to drive and I could stop him.
There you go. My whole thing was I grew up just getting the tar beat out of my brother. So he wouldn't let me shoot it from outside, so I had to drive. So that was a main reason. That helped me. I mean, he definitely was a big part of why, you know, I think I had a lot of success because him and my dad
didn't
get away with anything.
Hey, Don, I remember the old Boys and Girls Club. Coach Jacoby was in there. She was hooping it up and putting it on a lot of young boys every Saturday morning.
Yeah. Those were the days. I miss those days. I didn't do that, but I miss. I mean, that was awesome. The Boys and Girls Club used to be just freaking amazing.
Well, Coach, you're the perfect example on why you're the head coach at Rossville, because you're the living example of whether you play basketball at Carmel High School, one of the largest schools, or Rossville. Man, you can still play basketball in all kinds of ways, and you know, you went on to Purdue, as we all know. You played some professional basketball, and so you bring that mentality back to this school corporation. That I think, whether these girls realize all that, what's the biggest difference from when you played to what's going on now?
I think you know, back when I played, you had AAU basketball in the summer, and you had White River Park State games. You know, I mean,
so much now for them. I mean, I wish, actually, you know, the ISA might come out. I mean, it's just like you're bombarded. There's no, you know, there's no limits to, like, what you can do in the summer now and how many days. I think it's, to kids that don't take it as serious as I did, I think it burns them out. I mean, I gave my kids all of July off. Just because I know, I mean, they need to be kids, too. Now, that's the difference, I think. With me, I could have played every day. But there's not a lot of people like me. I mean, that was just, I milked cows. I came in, you know, me and my brother would go at the end of the barn, leave my parents to finish the work.
I'll tell him when to call.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
And beat each other. So, beat up on each other. So I think just that there's so much more things for kids these days. And I grew up in a non-cell phone era, which I consider a blessing. You know, I didn't have to worry about social media and all the other things that go on now.
And
so,
you're
I think the main difference is just that there's so much more for them to do, and it's hard for them just to, you know, I don't want my kids focused on one sport. I think I want my kids doing something every season. I think that's important, especially at small school.
Yeah. Well, Tuesday night is our Hoosierland game of the week. We'll be out at Clinton Prairie for the Hornets and Lady Gophers. And
nice.
John will be with me. He'll be,
oh, no.
Yeah, he'll be with me, so he'll be talking about you probably a lot. And we're going to talk about how well you used to whip him up in basketball and how he probably went into the house crying.
Trust me, to this day, I have never beat my brother. He just beat the tar out of me, which is, you know what, I wouldn't change anything. For, I mean, yeah, he was a big part of what I did and so forth. So, like, yeah, I have to pay him sometimes when I say some nice things, so I might have to break out the wallet for Tuesday.
Well, I'll make sure he doesn't do anything that's embarrassing for you. I'll have your back on the line.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, Coach. We'll see you on Tuesday night at Clinton Prairie, and have a good ball game, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds great. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Hey, we were talking Coach Jennifer Jacoby of the Lady Rossville Hornets. Up next, Brady Wiles of the number 5 ranked Carroll Cougars. You're listening to Inside the Huddle with Jamie Blacker and Don Stock, Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms, Inc., Winsky Brothers, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We'll be back in a minute.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winsky Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winsky's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winsky Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winsky's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winsky Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskyBrothers.com or find them on Facebook. Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. We're in the fourth quarter as we're bringing in head coach of the Carroll Cougars, Coach Brady Wiles. Coach, welcome inside the huddle.
texted me and said he can't get through.
Okay. If he's listening, he should call in now because, you know, our biggest challenge that we have is the fact that we only have two lines. So I think we got him coming in now. Let's talk a little bit about last night, Jamie, as the Bulldogs go in, get beat 52-57. But it was really a ball game that the Bulldogs had an opportunity of pulling out.
Yeah, the Bulldogs were in that ball game all along. Hey, John, just real quick, make sure your second line is shut down because he's still having trouble. He's texting me back.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, it was a really, really great ball game. I know the Carroll girls like to watch the you and Carl, but I'm guessing maybe this morning if they watch that broadcast, they aren't going to like what Carl had to say to them early in the game because they weren't going to the basket until the fourth quarter, and once they started doing that, they really changed the game around.
Well, yeah, I think the big turnaround was in the fourth quarter. You had Harness hit that three, a timeout, and then it's Maddie Wags in the corner for three, and all of a sudden you're in a ball game. And the senior-oriented Cougars, you know, came to call against a Clinton Central team that's still kind of learning to win. But that's nothing bad against the Bulldogs. It's just the Cougars have had that philosophy of winning for a long time.
Yeah, the Carroll team has been, you know, right there in 2A basketball for a while. I'm going to probably just hang up here, Don, so you can interview Coach Wiles. He can't get through because the second line's not working. So I'll call you back here at the end.
All right, very good. All right, so we're still waiting on Coach Brady Wiles. He's trying to get us called in, and Isaac's trying to get him put on. We'll see how we go here. Let's go through some basketball scores last night as Clinton Prairie, the Lady Gophers, go to Delphi, get beat 61-35, a really good Delphi ball team that the Lady Bulldogs will be playing up next. The Hornets head to Eastern, and they beat Eastern 39-28, and their next adventure is to the Gopher Dome there as they'll take on the Lady Gophers on Tuesday night, a ball game that we'll have for you. And this coming week, Hoosierland TV, we're going to light it up a lot as Monday we'll be heading back to the Cougar Den and pick up the Lady Cougars as they'll take on a very, very good Faith Christian team. Tuesday, as we said, heading to Clinton Prairie for the Rossville Gopher Girls game. And then we'll start off our boys' season in the Hive, Rossville High School, as they'll entertain the Delphi Oracles on Wednesday night, as that'll be our game before Thanksgiving. I think we finally got Coach on the line. Coach, are you with us?
Yes, I think we're good now.
Man, I'll tell you what, Wade, that's a great job hanging in there and fighting the elements.
Hey, it worked out.
Well, let's talk about last night, a game that really you got to feel good about winning. Probably about 3 minutes left in the ball game, you weren't feeling so good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I really have to really give props to our girls for how hard they played last night and how they fought through adversity and overcame that late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. You know, Clinton Central is a very good basketball team. They're going to win. You know, they'll probably win 20 games and truly could play in a semi-state in 1A basketball. So we're lucky to win last night. We had no business winning, and I credit that to Clinton Central. But, you know, our seniors stepped up, and Allie bailed us out, and we came out with the victory. And in my opinion, that's what good teams do.
Yeah, I totally agree. We just got through saying that the big turnaround came from both the Allie Harness and Maddie Wags. As Harness hits that three, you call a timeout, you get a turnover, Maddie in the corner, and all of a sudden you're back into the ball game, and it was the senior leadership that took it from there.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, Clinton Central, you know, we went on a 6-0 run in about a 15 second stretch there, and that's when we, you know, we put on the full court press. And I was a little nervous to do that just because of how quick and how good of a guard Davidson is, but I think it really got the game sped up for everyone else around Davidson that we were able to capitalize on turnovers. So even though she got loose a few times in that press, I thought that was what, you know, kind of got us back in the game and obviously some timely shooting.
Well, I know we could talk about Harness and Wagner, but let's talk about Saltz and Johnson. Lanny Johnson was all over the place last night. She didn't get a lot of credit, but, man, she puts in a full game when she's on the floor.
Right, yeah. You know, Lanny, losing her last year eight games into the season really hurt us. And, you know, I think Lanny physically is 100%, but she's still knocking off the rust. So, you know, we just watched film and we asked Lanny, we said, you know, did you drink an energy drink before the game? And she said, yeah, I actually did. And it was obvious last night. I mean, you know, when somebody plays that hard, good things are going to happen. And, you know, even though some of the shots were kind of all over the place, you have to commend the effort that she gave last night. And I know I couldn't do that, that's for sure.
You know, I talked a lot on Friday morning on the party line. We do a little bit of a show telling what we're gonna who we're gonna broadcast that night, and I really didn't realize really how close you and Central mirror each other. I mean, you both have great point guards, you both have off players, you both have people underneath. But now I'm looking down your grade level, and you also play all seniors except for the Saltz gal, who's a sophomore, and that's the same lineup that Carol or the Bulldogs have with the Davison girl as a sophomore. So, last night you had to expect a game like last night.
Yeah, we fully went into last night viewing last night as a conference championship. And I don't mean that as a negative to anyone else in the conference, but that's how much weight that we put into this game and how good we think Clinton Central is. So to come out with a victory, to come out with an ugly victory, like I said, I really applaud our girls on staying composed. You know, I don't know what you said right before I got on, but, you know, we were down 11 points with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And you know, last year, 2 years ago, we probably fold in that situation. But again, tons of credit to Clinton Central, and they will win 20 games. I have no doubt.
Well, you have really beefed up your schedule, and it's going to roll big time here over the next few weeks. As we'll be up there Monday for the Faith Christian game, and then you turn right around, you go to Northridge, and then you play at Western. And both of those are bigger schools, Northridge a 4A school, Western, of course, 3A, and boy, they're putting the wax on a lot of people right now. So your schedule is going to be pretty tough coming down the line here.
Yes, for sure. And that was an emphasis we wanted to put on after, you know, an early exit in the championship game of sectional last year. We really wanted to test our girls and put them against good teams. So, you know, we went out and we were able to pick up Northridge, a 4A school from up north. And then our holiday tourney, we were able to add Tippecanoe Valley. We were able to add University. And honestly, when we do the setup for the tournament, University won 20 games last year. That was who we wanted to play first. We want good competition, and that's what we want to do. Obviously, our schedule so far, you know, Frankfort's down a little bit and North White's down a little bit, but Sheridan and Clinton Central are both good teams and in conference. And like you just mentioned, our stretch from Monday night until the first of the year is a pretty brutal stretch. So, but that's what we need. Good teams need to play good teams, and we're excited for it, and we have to get better to be able to compete over this stretch.
Well, let's get back and talk a little bit about last night's ball game again. I know you had you down for not very many turnovers. I think it may be 7 or 8, and you had great play from Emily Justice off the bench.
Emily's a huge key to our success. Teams prepare for us, and you know what number one and number two on the scouting report is going to be. The thing with Emily is she, you know, she has to come out of her shell. She has to be a little more aggressive. But outside of Allie and Madison, Emily Justice is a pure shooter and knocks down shots. Might not be on the scouting report yet, but I think after some of the discussions we've had in the last week, I think teams will start to see that. So, you know, Emily's a, she started a lot of games for us last year when Lainey Johnson went down. So she'll be key to us, to what we do. She'll be key to that.
Well, another gal that got a lot of playing time was Mallory O'Brien last night. And, you know, she does a good job down low.
Yep. You know, Mal is probably our most intelligent player on the floor. You know, she knocks down shots inside, and she just really understands where she's supposed to be on offense and on defense. And really, that's what separates her from other players and what gets her in the game. So, you know, she could easily be starting for us right now. That's how well Mallory's done. And, you know, I could see that happening in the future as well.
Well, Coach, I'm looking down Monday night, the Faith Christian ball game, starting at 6:30, will be on Hoosierland TV up there on Monday. And I know that ball game was probably put on the schedule because at one time some injuries have taken place at Faith Christian, but they were going to be a really loaded basketball team. What do you know about them now with the injury from one of their big players?
Yeah, obviously the Trinity Wilburn, their point guard from last year, tore ACL. She won't be playing Monday. So, you know, good luck to her and her recovery. Hopefully she gets back, you know, come sectional time. But, you know, they still have one of the best players in the area, in Maya Layton, the coach's daughter. She, you know, she has D1 offers for a reason. She's a pure shooter, you know, really coming into her sophomore year, watching film on her, looks like she's playing off 2 feet, and her center of gravity is, you know, much better than it was last year. She looks stronger. She looks quicker. So it'll be a big-time matchup against, you know, a couple good guards from the area. So we're excited for it. And, you know, like I said, it should be a good matchup.
Well, Coach, we look forward to being up there on Monday night. And we appreciate you calling and talking to us today. And we'll see how we roll on Monday.
Great. Thanks for having us, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday.
All right. Brady Wiles, the head coach of the number 5 Lady Cougars in 1A basketball. Hey, don't go away. We're going to take a little time out. We'll come back. Jamie's going to call us back in, and we'll try to wrap up what's been a really good show with Coach Helmick, Coach Peckinpah, Coach Jennifer Jacoby, and then Brady Wiles. You're listening to Inside the Huddle with Jamie Blacker and Don Stock. Our sponsors, Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms, Inc., Winsky Brothers, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. You know, we get out of football season, get right back into basketball season, and turn around very, very quick with the girls, and then the boys getting ready to light it up coming on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of year. A lot of great basketball right now, Don. A lot of high-level games. I mean, that game last night you and Carl did up there at Carroll with the Cougars and the Bulldogs, man, that's a way to start off the year.
Yeah, we just knew that was going to be a really, really fun game to do, and we're glad we're up there. Faith Christian on Monday could be another one, and then the Lady Gophers and the Lady Hornets on Tuesday. You know, we all wish we could be at Everett Case, but that's not the case. We'll go head up and see what the Hornets look like against the Oracles on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we'll go from there. How about you on Thanksgiving, brother? What do you do?
I'll be at home this year. Sometimes I've worked at the firehouse, but now that I'm just Monday through Friday, I'll be able to be home with everybody and enjoy Thanksgiving this year. It'll be slightly different.
Well, good for you. You deserve all
that.
What
are you doing this year, Don?
Well, we always have the family over, both our family, and then we have Tina's sister's family come over, and mom and dad, and But it's a little different for us this year, as the next day we're flying out to Vegas. My youngest daughter, Victoria, is getting married this weekend, and or that weekend, and so we're heading out to Vegas right afterwards, and so it'll be a quick in-and-out day on Thursday.
Well, sounds like a fun time. Enjoy your time out in Vegas, and Melissa and I are still trying to figure out what we're going to do next week for the show. If I can get some coaches on, I'll probably do it. Be doing it from West Lafayette, because that's the big Purdue-IU game next Saturday morning.
Yeah, I thought it was. I told my wife, I said, I didn't know how that was going to work out, but if anybody can make it work out, it'll be you.
Well, we'll see. I apologize to Coach Wiles today. I really need to let these guys know we only have two phone lines. So used to when I've done this with the football coaches, because they're always sitting there right in there beside you. So it hasn't been that big a deal. But it worked out today. We made it happen.
Yep. And we got a new guy at the helm, Isaac, and he does a great job as he was fighting the battle there and ended up winning, because that's what he does too. So we're glad to have Isaac on our board as our board op. And we're expecting Isaac to maybe tune in a little bit here as we progress down the line, ask a few questions, as he's a good-time coach and a former athlete from the Frankfurt Hot Dogs.
Hey, Don, I'm on Green Bay Road, about two or three blocks from the stadium, so I'm going to let you go. Get ready to enjoy a big Boilermaker victory today, I hope.
Well, before you go, I just got to tell you, isn't it amazing? You leave Chicago, and when you hit Northwestern, it's like you went into the land of Oz. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Everything you see here, it's definitely a different area. It's going to be a nice day. It looks like mid-50s and sunny, so can't beat that.
Yep. Boiler up. Go get one.
All right. Good luck this week. I'll be tuning in some nights. Make sure you guys are listening to us out here. Hoosier Land TV, Don and Carl, and Don and John Tuesday night. A bunch of good games this week on Hoosier Land TV.
Yep. Tuesday should be fun with John on the side. We'll see how that works out. I'm kind of looking forward to that ball game. All right. Jamie, thanks a lot. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And
you too.
You're listening to the Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms Incorporated, Winsky Brothers, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Until next week, so long, everybody.